Hey everybody, welcome back for another episode of The Overlay, a poker podcast brought to you by CCG Poker, Chicagoland's number one live charity poker experience. Hey Brando, what's up?
What up?
It's a special episode of The Overlay, a poker podcast. We're going to change it to The Overlay,
a football degenerate podcast.
This is a Super Bowl special. We're not even going to talk about poker except right now. That's it. That was all the poker talk. So if you're a poker player and you hate sports betting, probably wait until next week when we release another episode. Otherwise, lay it on us, Brando. What is your number one pick for the Super Bowl? Actually, let's do this.
Firing right into it, just like my mega pick?
No, don't do mega pick.
Listen to that. I'm going to tell them, and then they're going to hang up.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. All right, folks, if you wait to the end of the episode, Brando will give you a secret tip of the Super Bowl, a guaranteed pick by Brandon. Not actually guaranteed, all proceeds.
This is not a gambling. This is not legal advice, sir.
Right.
Financial advice.
Yeah, this is not financial advice. This is just us telling you what we're going to do. It's a Super Bowl, man. It's the number one watched television show every year. It's bananas. One quick tidbit that I thought was really funny. Did you know Mr. Beast's videos? I know you know who Mr. Beast is, but Mr. Beast is like the number one YouTube star. He makes videos basically for children, right? Like kids, tweeners and teenagers.
I would say, for sure. I would say like his target audience is probably like 6 to 12.
Yeah. And they're awesome.
6 to 14 maybe.
I will say this. My kids watch him. I love watching his videos. Like we watch him all the time. I think he's amazing. I love what he does. I've stolen some of his marketing content. Between Mr. Beast and El Presidente from Barstools is basically where CCG gets
your
most
combination.
He gets most of my marketing ideas, but I love
with
him.
With a sprinkle of Gary V.
Even a little sprinkle of Gary V in there. And what you call it? Mr. Beast was talking about the advertising on YouTube. If he was actually like a television show, like per minute, he gets more money in advertising than what the advertisers pay during the Super Bowl for his YouTube ads.
For sure.
That's crazy.
Which is like I remember he like talked about how it's like a problem for him.
It is.
That it costs so much because you can't do it.
You can't charge enough. Yeah, he should just start Mr. Beast's TV channel and just do that. Probably make more money, but he doesn't seem to care about money, which is a very dangerous combination, which bridges us over perfectly because sports bettors typically don't seem to care about money.
It's one of those things. It's like, you know, you're going to lose, but you still can't stop.
Yeah. It's just
like,
something.
Maybe it's like a vice. Maybe.
Oh yeah. We should call this just the Vice podcast.
Vice.
It's actually a great name for a podcast. Somebody should take that and then co-brand it with CCG. All right, let us know if you want to be on the Vice podcast with Ken and Brandon. Cool. Super Bowl. I got a funny Super Bowl story, and then we'll hit up some prop bets, and we'll talk about T-Swift. All kinds of shit. Mahomes, what's going to happen? I just realized now I found out what an octopus means.
Oh, you don't know what an octopus is?
I did not.
Yeah.
I just saw on one of the bets for the Taylor Swift Super Bowl prop bets, they named each one of her songs and made it into a prop bet, which is pretty cool. Blank Space, one of my favorite T-Swift songs, is for Travis Kelce to score an octopus plus 3,000. I was like, does that mean he has to eat an octopus or he has to like do an octopus dance? I did not realize it means that he scores the touchdown and then also scores the two-point conversion.
Yeah, same player. Same player scores the touchdown and then the next two-point conversion.
How did you just know that?
It's kind of like a popular...
Is it?
It's a popular Super Bowl bet that's been growing over the past like decade.
Seems just really...
They go for two a lot more in the Super Bowl.
Really?
There's trick plays. There's like... Yeah, there's a lot of going for two in Super Bowls. Like compared to the average game.
Remember that one year my brother and I bought a 1K square. We bought one square. It's $1,000. It paid like 50K for the final. It was like, I don't know, 50,000 was the final, which is bananas. We literally scrounged up every nickel. This is like 2009, Ken. So like that was like a bet. I mean, that was some serious coinage.
Yes.
And I remember calling you, and Bert and I were on the phone, and then I called you immediately. And if they kicked the extra point, our numbers would have hit. And there's like a minute and a half left in the game.
And I was like, they ain't kicking the extra
point. And you literally spoiled it before they came back on the field. There was like a TV timeout. I was like, motherfucker, totally went 50 riding a motorcycle. I don't know, jet skis. I was so excited. And then you're like, yeah, no, they're definitely not going to kick the extra point.
Right. Like, I think they were up like five at that point.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would they kick the extra point to go up six? They're going to try and just go for two and make it seven.
And I was like, I hate math.
You're like, oh, fuck.
I hate math. And then Lindsay, my beautiful wife, is like, oh, what happens if they...
What happened?
Is there... I was like, no, literally nothing good. If they miss it, I'm fucked. If they make it, I'm fucked. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need like 12 penalties. So they're on like the 50-yard line. They're just like, screw it. We'll just kick the extra point now. That ain't happening.
Just keep holding 10 yards back, 10 yards back. Yeah. All right, this is too far.
We're just going to kick a 40-yard extra point.
Yeah.
All right. Prop bets. I would assume most players who, I guess players, most people who listen to this podcast would know what a prop bet is. But give me like the 5-second version of what is a prop bet.
I mean, super easy these days. Like, I think everybody just realized that you can't win just betting like the teams, because Vegas
Chiefs
is always
plus
gonna
two. 10. Right,
your 10, yeah, just like betting the teams and with the 10% juice and the point spread, like it's really hard to win, especially in the long term. Yep. And I think when like the sports books all got legalized, it now like turned it from like the old school calling your bookie on the phone, or even like the new school your local book having a website that you can go on, mm-hmm. or you walking into a sports book and being at the mercy of like what they have offered on the board.
Right.
Like there's not, it's very limited, and obviously it's strategically limited. So
then they turned it into basically sports books made like a gambling buffet of things that you can gamble.
Correct.
On.
That's like literally the best way you could ever describe it.
It's a gambling buffet. It's just
so
like,
now instead of just clicking on the Super Bowl, you can
Chiefs
click
plus
on this,
two. Right.
Right. Chiefs plus two in the over. Cool. Then you click on more bets, and now you're looking at any player you want to score a touchdown.
Like an octopus.
Any player you want to score the first touchdown, the last touchdown, receiving yards, alternates. You got everybody's lines for what if they're going to rush, if they're going to receive. If you got like a running back that catches and runs, you can do his rushing plus receiving. And then you can, you know, so it's basically just like taking a player's stat and betting on that.
And you can do it for defense, offense, against, special teams, like anything.
Right,
you can basically bet on anything now. It's like it's almost to like the buffet has gone to like crazy town.
Buffet. It's like four buffets all in a little circular buffet of buffets.
What are your thoughts on, do you normally, I know you always pick a team and go from there. We won't pick your teams until the end. We'll save that to the end of the podcast. You're going to be forced to listen to our Super Bowl picks. And
I got some good ones here.
My 7-year-old daughter picked one, which is hilarious. But not only that, and then you can also do all these prop bets, but then you can combine them all into 5, 10, 20, 15 bet parlays, which means... exponentially higher if you end up hitting your 5 prop bets and you bet them in a grouping, right? Now you can turn that group into, instead of, you know, it's exponentially higher because you have to hit all 5 of those bets in order to win your bet. And if you lose 1 out of the 5, you lose.
Correct.
So the numbers are wildly high.
So that is like called like an SGP, a same game parlay. It doesn't.
Oh wow, SGP. That's just,
it doesn't really have to be in the same game. Like,
sure.
But there's only one game.
But now there's only one game. Yeah,
combined game, right? But it's a same game parlay. You basically just like pick a game you're going to watch on TV and bet a whole bunch of crap that hopefully all happens, and then you win a bunch of money, as opposed to just like betting the Chiefs plus two.
Right.
And obviously now you can do so many more combinations of. Oh, I like Mahomes to go for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns, and I think San Fran's bad against tight ends, so I'm going to bet Kelce to score a touchdown and 6 receptions or 5 receptions or 9 if or 10, whatever you want. And obviously the odds are all tailored.
You can bet on defensive players and how many sacks they're going to get, or if the score is going to be – I saw one that was wild. ESPN, what is this guy? He likes – first quarter / halftime result, meaning you're betting on the final, not the final score, but the score at the end of the first quarter and the score at the end of the halftime. And he's doing Chiefs / draw, meaning he believes the Chiefs are going to be winning after the first quarter. Halftime, the teams are going to be tied going into the second half.
Yeah. And how much is that?
Plus 3,000.
Yeah. So 30-1.
That's crazy town. But you got to literally pick it perfect. My buddy Matt just recently He's like the junior sports bettor. He likes to do like 40 or 50 bucks a week. That's it. And he does it all through like the apps. And he just does these wild 20, 25 team parlays. And I said to him one day, I was like, you're basically just punting $50. Like the chances of you hitting, but I can win like $8,000 on a $10 bet. I was like, that means it's like 800 to one.
Yeah.
That's the odds are not like, they don't come up with those arbitrarily. Like there's a mathematical reason why it pays so high. It's because it is a total sucker's bet.
And on top of that, if it's going to pay 800 to one, that means it's probably like 1600 to one to hit.
Correct.
Because they're so much not giving you true odds. On here. Exactly. Absolutely. They got to make their money.
Well,
and as you add more legs of the parlay, the true odds get worse and worse and worse. So,
and of course, foot in my mouth, he binks something like halfway through the season. $10 bet paid out like $76.50.
Yeah.
$7,650. I was like, how does a guy who doesn't bet on sports turn a $10 bet into $7,650? And I was like, two things. One, I was like, buy something cool for yourself. He ended up buying brand new golf clubs, like all fitted, full on, like Club Champion, spent like $5,000 on new clubs, which is freaking crazy. But he went like to the Bentley of like fittings and, you know,
sure.
Spends five and then banks two. And I think he told his wife he won two, which is what you're supposed to do as a sports bettor. Win almost eight, tell your wife it was two, and then give her a G ball so that she doesn't get mad at you for all the $50 wax DraftKings.
And every time you lose $1,000, you say you broke even and you pinch out of that $5,000 you banked.
Yep.
So yeah, no, we're even.
Yep, that's how we do it. That's the rub. That's the parlay that nobody wants to get caught losing. It's a bad one.
Yeah, you lose that one, it's worse. It's terrible odds.
What are some of your favorite? What are your normal prop bets that you play? Do you have? I mean, I have a couple that I normally do, and I
like in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like just Super Bowl specific bets. I never bet on sports ever. The only game I ever bet on is yours.
I'll let you tell yours. No. My favorite one. I like to get the game started with just like the over under on the national anthem,
which I
to
love.
To me, that's just a must. Either you just start off down 200 or up 200 before they've even flipped a coin.
You were telling me yesterday, because the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, that any NFL player is not allowed to go into a casino, correct?
Close.
What was, tell me
any
that.
Any NFL player, anybody that's in the NFL at
coaches,
all, isn't allowed
anything. Anything works for the NFL.
There isn't a lot in the sports book. So they can walk through the Aria. They just can't go into the best.
Play blackjack, crap.
Even though they're allowed during regular times to like come and bet on the NBA or the MLB. Like they're allowed to do that. They obviously just
can't pull a Pete Rose. They can't bet on the NFL. But if they wanted to go,
they can't bet.
Right.
But this week, you ain't going to the sports book. We ain't even having. Okay. And then if you're in the game, you're not even allowed at the casino.
That's crazy.
So you're in Vegas for Super Bowl week. I mean, you know, the 49ers are practicing at UNLV, so that's over there by the airport.
Yep.
I wonder if they're just like staying off the strip.
They must be. I can't imagine those guys stay on the strip. I mean, maybe they do.
I mean, you'd think they would, like.
I thought it was interesting, though, that the NFL came up with a blanket rule of like, okay, here's the rules because we're in Vegas. And then you and I jokingly said, and it's not a joke, the Super Bowl should be in Las Vegas, like, every year. Like
at least every other year. Like, take a random site and then Vegas, and a random site, then Vegas.
So the U.S. Open for golf now has, like, four, they call them flagship courses.
Yep.
And I think they do, like, every other year it's at a flagship course, meaning, like, Pinehurst number 2, which is where the U.S. Open is this year, this summer. That's a flagship course. So like every 5 years, like it ends up back at, you know, one of these spots.
Sure.
I mean, obviously like the NFL should come up with like three flagship spots, and like every other year it's like, okay, Vegas, and then we'll go to a random spot. And then the other flagship spot, which I don't know what it would be, like, you know, what else would be a hot.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
they usually, it's like Miami, the Hard Rock down there in Miami is a good spot. And then like there's a California spot.
I was going to say LA is always a good spot.
Yeah, because they was do in LA like, when LA.
They never do it in like New York. When's the last time New York had a.
They're not going to have it on the East Coast.
It's too cold.
They usually try to stay away from that. All weather, right. Time zones.
Too much. Oh, stuff. Yeah. I forget about television.
Yeah.
Time zones are bad. All right. Yeah. Hit me up. Let's focus it up here. 15 minutes in.
Yeah, best I'm on
Brando's
first
prop
play.
Bets.
Right, first play right now. I'm on National Anthem over.
National Anthem over. And what's the time on the National Anthem?
God, I have to.
You'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Do you always jam the over? Or?
No. I have a decent rule, but I have some inside. I have some inside.
Lay it on us, insider tip, Brandon number one.
There's people these days that mess. There's people out there with microphones listening while Reba was performing the other day.
Who sings the National Anthem this year?
Reba
McEntire.
McEntire, is that her name? Yeah,
like the country.
And she was
singer.
Yes, and she was belting and holding notes. And it's just one of those things where they're either going to kind of be nervous and fly through it, or like show off their voice because it's the NFL.
Do you think they have to send a letter to Reba McEntire and be like, "Hey, you're not allowed to go to any casinos or sports bets
or tell anybody
how long it is?" Like, to me, that's the only one that's mildly skewed, where I feel like it's very like subjective of like how long it could be, and like,
yeah, there's some other sick ones, like, you know, somebody knows the Gatorade caller and somebody knows Usher's first song. Like, yeah. That's another one. If we're just diving right in, halftime.
Absolutely.
Loved. I don't even have anything prepared yet for it, but one of my favorite bets is Usher halftime or whoever. Yeah. Like firing off their first song.
I call these like they're like the funny bets, right? Like they have nothing to do with football. It's just around the show of the Super Bowl, like the National Anthem, the coin toss, which is one I always do. And I've lost the last 5 years. I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. It sucks.
What is it? Heads? You pick heads?
I've been riding the heads, for a while now.
Wow.
Yep.
That's -115. You're paying heavy juice for a coin flip. Anytime you want a coin flip with me, when you're going to give me a
I might just call you right
juice?
Before right before the game.
I'll take it. It's what you've done before. You're like, hey, I need 1,000 on the heads. So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, they're in the commercial before the coin toss. You're like, yeah, figure it out. I'm like, all right, guess Brando's taking this flip action here.
Yeah, let's see. The last, 2019. Yeah, I've been riding heads for a while here. Yeah, see, I think I started doing this in like 2010.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And heads hit 10, 11, 12, 13. So I've been doing this bet for almost 15 years. I was up. Then it goes tails, 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 tails. I get one lucky one in 2018. I was like, yahoo, I'm back. Nope, tails, tails. Then I think I'm like, fuck this, I quit. And then it goes heads, heads. I was like, no, damn it. Jam it all in on 2023. Tails, shit. I cannot pick a winner. That's literally the life of Ken's betting. It's awful. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I was hoping the internet mistakenly put heads or tails in the box here, but they didn't. So now I have no idea what it's going to be. Do you think the weather or the barometric pressure will affect the coin at all?
I don't think so. You know, I think the coin is like who flips it. Like there was a lady that she fell off her finger a couple years ago.
I was like, that doesn't count.
Literally did two rotations.
Dude, it's got to go around at least five times.
Right. It's got to go around at least a few times.
Come on. Like half dozen at least. Like I need a flip. And I love when they all like scramble it back up, and then nobody ever actually knows. Like heads is the football, and tails is the head helmet. And I was like, wait, why would you?
Yeah, why don't?
Why
we just
would
have
you
a
do
head
that?
And a tails,
right? Just get a freaking quarter and flip that thing.
Or like worst case, a head, and then like whatever, a helmet on the back or something. But have one of them be heads when they switch it both up. It's like the helmet's going to be heads, and the shield is going to be tails. It's like.
What?
Whoa, we're doing helmet versus shields now? Or are they going to call
it?
Yeah,
I just feel like they should make a commemorative coin every year, and you could sell them on the internet, and they would go like hotcakes. I would probably buy one every time I won, which is not very often lately, and like just make it simple. Like, I don't know, heads is the two helmets of the two teams, and the other side is the trophy. So like trophy tails, helmets, heads. That makes perfect fucking sense. You're welcome, NFL. Go ahead and do that from now on. Then you guys won't screw up what actually, this is Joe Lombardo. Was that heads or tails? It's like nobody even knows. Give the guy one of those microphones in his head so they can have a guy looking at a cheat sheet so they know what it's supposed to be. Okay, back to prop bets.
Wow, all right, we got that right.
Game has started.
I like it.
Game started. What are your first prop bets that go through?
Well, before the game, I mean, I'm betting. So Christian McCaffrey,
mm-hmm.
best running back in the league, San Fran guy.
Yep.
He's been minus 300 to score a touchdown every week. So, like, he's a huge favorite because he rattled off, like, 15 weeks in a row with a touchdown.
That man can run, but yeah.
Yeah. So, they were making a joke. It's like, oh, if you just parlayed your winnings on a Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown and you started 15 weeks ago with $100, you'd have, like, $1.9 million.
Jesus.
And obviously his streak ended sometime. But he's been a huge favorite to score, and the Chiefs are terrible against the run, and now he's only minus 200.
Ooh.
It's kind of fishy. It's weird. I don't know. It's like a trap bet because everybody in the world's going to be taking that. Because, like, if you took it at minus 300, why would you not bet it at minus 200 in the Super Bowl when the Chiefs aren't very good?
And that bet has been just free money.
It's just printing. And, like, you throw that into any of your little parlays that you're going to have and just juices up the odds a little bit. So I like that. And then I also like Pacheco, the running back on Kansas City. I like him to get in the end zone. I like the running backs. I feel like the game.
And that's for them to score at any point throughout the game?
Yep, anytime touchdown.
See, yeah, that and seems then, like such a good bet. Like, what are the chances that, I guess that's why it's minus 200.
Yeah, it's pretty good that it's going to happen. Yeah.
Meaning if you bet 100 and you win 100. And if you lose, you owe.
I'm just more interested in the price. 200. Like, there's been games where I've laid $3,300 to win $1,000 that he scores a touchdown. And it's like, it's free money. Then he just scores in the second quarter, and you're like, yeah, never a doubt. You know?
First play of
the game. Then he scores two more, and you're like, ah, I wish I did plus two touchdowns and three touchdowns. But yeah, so I like the running backs to get into the end zone. I like Patrick Mahomes under passing yards. It's 268. I'm liking the under. And I don't know if you're going to have a trend on where my pick is going with my prop bets. However, I like his under 268.5.
Okay.
I think he's gonna struggle a little bit. I think the game's gonna be on the ground. I mean, obviously, Chiefs have only been averaging like 19 points a game this year. They're not the sexy offense that they always were.
Okay.
I think they're gonna struggle. There you go. I'm just throwing it out there. I think they're going to struggle.
I think I already know what your bet is, but I won't spoil it.
I don't think they're scoring more than 17 points.
Wow.
I could see 14 or 10.
No kidding. I like that.
Yeah, and then I'm on the under, too.
So you're going 47. You're going 49ers in the under.
49ers in the under.
Wow.
I think it's going to be all on the ground. I think they're just going to pound it to McCaffrey. They're going to just try and limit the possessions and, you know, have the time of possession be on their side. And, like, if you only give Mahomes the ball six times to score, it's, like, tough for him to, you know, do much. I think that's going to be their strategy, is just play keep away a little bit. Because they have the exact matchup to just play keep away.
The 49ers are the favorite, but it's basically a coin flip. I mean, it's plus two is what I saw latest.
Yeah,
and that line will change. That's the problem with the...
It's been teetering the between lines. 2.5 and 1.5.
Oh, really?
And finding its way back to 2. Every time it gets to 2.5, people are like, oh, maybe it'll go to 3. It ain't ever going
Brandon's bets.
It ain't going to 3, so don't sit there and wait for Chiefs plus 3. It ain't happening. If anything, it's going the other way. I don't know. I know two people in Vegas, and one of them went up to the cage to bet $1,500 on the Chiefs yesterday, and he said response from the teller was, who you betting, the Chiefs? And he's like, immediately at that moment, I was reconsidering betting the Chiefs. If the lady at the window is just assuming that you're betting the Chiefs, it kind of means everybody's on the Chiefs. And it's hard to not be on the Chiefs. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is like 10-1 as an underdog in his career. And, like, I mean, it's just one of those rules. I remember in college, we'd always say, oh, you get Brady with points, or you get Rodgers with points, you just take the points. I mean, it's kind of like one of those, can't really argue with people that are betting Mahomes. Because, San Fran's a better team. Mahomes is a better quarterback. You know?
True. And it's still, it's still a very close, like, it's not like we're talking about 7.5 here. This is almost a pick'em game to the point of it. So, like, technically, is the Chiefs an underdog? Yes. My 7-year-old daughter told me when I asked her, who are you going to be rooting for this weekend or tomorrow? And her response was, Chiefs, obviously. And I was like, go ahead, Quinny, tell me why. She's like, because Taylor Swift likes the Chiefs. And I was like, well, there you go. What are some Taylor Swift specific, like how many times do you think you're going to see Taylor Swift on the...
Yeah, there's that one. If like you're going to, if she's going to do some sort of celebration dance after a Kelce touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that one. I saw like, you know, well, how many beers will Jason Kelce be caught drinking?
That guy's awesome.
He really is. He's awesome. Can we rewind just a little bit? Speaking of Jason Kelce, I'm really feeling the FOMO of not being in Vegas.
Yeah.
I know you touched on it earlier, but I don't know if you've seen the TikToks and the social media of the people out there, and everybody's there. I mean, literally, yeah. I mean, every hotel is just booked. I looked with a Diamond card as a promo, $1,400 for a Caesar's room last night.
And what's
and the, I don't even know if they were high, sold, like,
yeah, how high up is Diamond? I know it's very high, but I just for the layman's out there, like
it's like your normal basic, uh-huh. and then there's platinum,
uh-huh.
and then there's three forms of Diamond,
okay.
and then there's seven star. And I'm the top form of Diamond.
You are just shy of the top tier of like promo points.
Yeah, and it's
even for you,
super tier, like that's a sick tier,
right? And but, yeah. even for you, they want $1,500
at shitty Caesars. I mean, not shitty, but you know what I mean. It's like
that's a middle basic of the road. Room. It's a basic room. Like you're not getting like at Nobu, you know, like the
Correct.
The boutique hotel inside of Caesars, which is where I like to stay.
No, or you know, there's a couple of good towers there with some nice rooms. But no, we're just talking like the basic, you know. Two queen,
beds.
One king. Yeah, that's it. $1,500.
All right. So, I'm gonna need
back to Taylor Swift though.
T Swift.
Yeah.
She is she has there are plenty more, and I don't mean this in any other way. I'll say it this way because this is more politically correct. There are so many more non-football fans that are now invested in the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift. Now two things. One, I secretly, Taylor Swift, and I guess it's no longer a secret since I'm putting it on a podcast that gets like 30,000 downloads on it. I'm a Swifty closet. I am right up there. I am a closet Swifty. I dig Taylor Swift. I 100% turn up the radio every time whenever my daughters are like, what should we listen to? I was like, Taylor Swift sounds good. Like, you know what I mean?
Is Taylor Swift fine, Daddy? Yes,
yeah.
It's
Yeah. Let me pull up my T Swift playlist.
What album are you gonna put on?
Do you want Moody Swift or do you want like rock and roll Swift or do you want to go old school country Swift? I'm okay with any of them. Let me pull up my 12 playlist of Taylor Swift on Spotify that I may or may not have downloaded to listen to on the airplane. I dig some Taylor Swift songs, and plus my girls love it, and I'm a girl dad, so like that happens, and you know you just do stuff, but. My daughter would never, she's 7 years old. She would never know who's playing in the Super Bowl. Every time we go to a Super Bowl party, I have to explain to her, baby, you need daddy to, we're going to root for the Eagles and the over. That's what we want. What does that mean? The green team and lots of points. Okay, daddy, I'll root for the green team. Thanks, baby. Let's get those Eagles. Lost that bet. We both did. But like,
yep.
She snap knew, Quinny, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Chiefs. Like she knew it right away. You could not have asked her if the Chiefs weren't there, she'd have no idea. Like all
For
of
sure.
those TikToks I saw about can Taylor Swift mathematically get back from Japan on a show on the 11th back to Las Vegas in time. And how does, and this guy did this whole breakdown. He's got like his wife, his sister and his mom, like, and they're all like, no, she could totally do it. Oh no, it's the next day. How he's like, oh, you forgot about the time change. You know, she's really traveling. Wait, she's going back in time.
Back
no, it's just the time zones. It's not actually, no, it's not. She can get back. It's a 17 hour flight. And it was amazing. And
you gain 8 hours.
I will say 100%. I think it's good for TV, and the NFL definitely needed a little boost in the last couple of years of like some new fans, and I think they succeeded with that. So if it's a conspiracy or not that the NFL put those two together just to sell more tickets, if they did, it worked.
They're just so smart.
It worked. So I don't care if that was a whole sham relationship or not. It worked. It's great. My 7-year-old's like, yeah, I love the Chiefs. I was like, name 4 players in the Chiefs. She's like, Taylor Swift,
Travis
like
Kelce?
not
Jason
on it.
Kelce?
Yeah, yeah. Not on, you got one. Oh boy.
I've always been a Swiftie too. Although you know, it's one of those things where me being the oddball. It's just like once it gets super popular and everybody, I know she's always been big.
She's but the Dave Matthews of today.
Everybody listens to it right now. It's already like, all right. Like I was listening to her in 2012.
Right.
When you guys thought I was lame.
Right. No. Still think you're lame, but not because of Taylor Swift. Nah, I'm just kidding, Brandon. Don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
I know.
All right, what else we got?
I think my pick, I in my heart of hearts, and I said this in the vlog, and there was a secret vlog comment I said at the end of the vlog last week or this week, Tuesday, that if you put down your Super Bowl pick that I would give away a Deep Stack seat. And just to get people to listen to the end, like, hey, secret vloggers who actually listen all the way to the end.
For sure.
Good job. So we did give away Deep Stack for that, or I'm going to give away Deep Stack for that today. But I really want the 49ers to win. I'm not a Chiefs fan. I never have been. I think they're kind of a lame team. I don't know how they win so often. I mean, they're a winning team, but like when the Patriots were such a dominant team and made the Super Bowl so many times, like I liked the Patriots. I liked Tom Brady. I was totally cool with it. I always cheered for him. That year when Brady, when the Patriots, I just call him Brady now, Brady's team played the Falcons, like my whole in-laws, we were at their house. They're all Falcons fans. I hate Tom Brady. And I'm secretly doing it. And that was a game where they were down like the
28-3
in the half, and then they came back and won, and I'm the only one cheering. Everybody else is depressed. Like, that's what I love about football. Like, it's so much fun, and I really want the 49ers to win. I'm not confident in them. I feel like Mahomes, you know, say what you want about him, but the man can come up with winners at the end, and I don't know how, but he just he gets the job done at the end. He's like one of those quarterbacks that just, when the game is on the line and it's time to, like, break or bust. Like,
make shit happen. He's making shit happen.
He makes shit happen. Like, he just gets the job. Maybe it's not pretty, but he gets it done. Like,
and the Chiefs are just one of those teams where, like, if they get into the playoffs, they always have a shot. Like, they were dog water this year. Like, the last game of the season, they played the Chargers, who were playing for nothing, and the Chiefs were playing for, like, seeding. And the Chargers were missing their wide receiver and their quarterback, and nobody's playing. And it was like 13-12. The Chargers lost by one.
Right.
It's like, this team isn't going to do anything in the playoffs. And then bang, they rattle off Miami in the Ice Bowl game. Then bam, they just beat the Bills because the Bills just suck every year against them. And then bam, they beat the Ravens, who the Ravens were the dominant team that blew everybody out. And like, now here they are. And it's like, wait, what just happened?
Yep.
Like,
I hate to say,
even
like,
on the year, they're just one of those teams. It's like you would, it's like being against the Jordan Bulls in the 90s. It's like you would hate them.
Yep. If you weren't from Chicago.
Yeah, right. Like, it's like, now I know what everybody was feeling like when we were just winning 3-peat after 3-peat.
Right. Or like when Golden State, you know, like what, 10 years ago was the team to beat. And like, you know, it's like,
yeah, it was like Golden State versus Cavs like 6 years ago.
I secretly hated Golden State. I just didn't want them to win. I'm not a LeBron fan either, so like I didn't know who to hate more. But it was like the lesser of two evils, like most political races.
So, fun little tip, and I wish I was better with my football, but Kyle Shanahan, the coach for San Fran, was definitely involved in that Falcons game. I think he might have been the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, aka like the reason that they
lost.
It
Why'd you tell me that? Now I'm so upset.
Yeah, I know. So like he has some redemption. And they were like, obviously he has his dad and his whole like tree and his coaching tree. And Shanahan's a big name to like never win a Super Bowl. And they were saying like him winning his first is way more relevant than like Andy Reid winning his third or fourth
or whatever it is. Yeah.
It's just like, he's got to get over the hump here. So it's interesting to see if he has some memories of being up 28-3 and then, you know.
Yep. I mean, my lame sports quote of the day is going to be like, champions just find a way to win. And I feel like if I had to say it non-committal in the sense of like, I'm not going to choose a team because I want them to win. If I was actually like took a step back and did it, you know, I would say it's hard to not bet on the Chiefs. I know you and I are going to go with the 49ers, and I like your idea of the under. So I'm going to go 49ers in the under as well. But I just feel like I'm going to be eating my words tomorrow night.
I'm just a wounded soldier.
I've faded
the Chiefs every time in the last literally 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like last year they broke my heart against Philly. And then last year in the AFC Championship game, they broke my heart against my Bengals and won with that stupid late guy shoved Mahomes out of bounds. And he was already out of bounds. I got 15 yards and then set up for a game-winning field goal. Just a boneheaded play. And then they beat my Bills every year. It's just like, and then this year I just chased them all the way. I'm like, I love the Bills. I got the Bills in the Super Bowl. Pound money on the Bills. Chiefs win.
Chiefs
okay,
win.
Time to get it all back. Ravens. Ravens are going to run all over them.
Nope.
They're at home. They blew everybody out. Ravens lose.
Yep, Chiefs
and now
win.
It's like, okay, here we are in the Super Bowl.
I'm betting
no
49ers.
Choice.
Jamming on the 49ers.
I, no choice,
I know.
Just,
I know. It's
I
like,
got to go with them.
I'm going to bet on 49ers because I can't go against the team. I'm sports betting should not be made with your heart. And I am a heart based sports
better.
I'm a masochist. I will take the pain and I will lose because I feel better losing a bet and not going, well, I hate the Chiefs. And
well, I'm not betting money on them.
And then bet money on him and be like, ugh, I'm so mad that I won.
I'm literally in the
that
same
I won this
boat
money.
As you.
Yep. Well, there you have it, folks. 49ers in the under. That's Brando's pick of the day. You can either
free money on the Christian McCaffrey touchdown. Don't
you guys,
forget it. Free
yep.
money.
You guys can join us in the celebration on Monday or be heartbroken like the rest of us, which I don't know which way it'll go. We'll see what happens. Enjoy your Super Bowl parties. Don't drink and drive. Try not to eat too many chips and dip. Don't spoil the halftime food and show because most, you know, dinners are served at halftime. So don't fill up on snacks. You know, take it easy on the snacks early on. Don't get full on the dips and the chips and all the good,
and
you
guys,
know, hors d'oeuvres.
Don't sleep on the commercials. You got to watch.
You got to watch the commercials.
I don't mean, go get snacks.
Commercials just are so good.
Have food a brought to you by a child. That you know,
yes, have kids just so they can bring you
have
food.
Kids just right, so they can just bring you food. What are you doing? Oh, I'm not, bring me some more dip, some chips, you know, a white claw. I'm not moving.
Normally, you can ask your wife or the children to be like, hey, bring me something while I'm into the game, and like they're gonna be like, no, I want to see if Taylor Swift's on. So, like, they're not even gonna, like, we're on our own this year, guys. It's fine.
Every other year would be good. They'd be like, yeah, get me out of here. I don't want to watch the game.
Yep.
This year, it's like, wait, what if I missed
Taylor
a four-second clip of
right.
Taylor Swift?
T. Swift, there's got to be a prop bet out there how many times she's going to be shown on TV, and it's got the over and under's sure. got to be like 15. I'd probably jam
the over.
Thanks for listening to the first ever Sports Degen podcast by Brandon and Ken. Thanks for listening. As always, shoot us a follow or hit us up on Twitter at the Overlay Pod, all one word. And leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can't imagine how far it goes. We truly appreciate it. We'll be back on schedule with a poker podcast. What is our next poker podcast going to be about? We had something.
I think we're going to do bet sizing.
Oh, yeah, bet sizing.
2024 bet sizing.
I know nothing about like underbetting and overbetting the pot, like the
it's
downsizing.
Yeah,
I don't even know
there
what it's called.
Go.
Downsizing, you were explaining to me, and I was like, you lost me at the word downsizing. Next time,
right, I only go off.
Yep. Next time on the Poker Podcast, the Overlay, the number one podcast in the Chicagoland area for poker charity players. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Farewell.
Go 49ers.